Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. In a move the White House says only brings us closer to a government shutdown, House Republicans plan to pass a spending bill tonight that would delay Obamacare for a year.
The fact that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said that he did not like this bill and that this was, the Republicans had their chance. He said, I'm not going to do anything that tries to cut Obamacare. The president said he wouldn't sign that. That tells us what the Senate position is going to be on Monday, and that greatly heightens the chances of a government shutdown at 11:59 p.m. Monday night.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. There's a conservative conference going on in St. Charles, Missouri this weekend, CPAC. Texas Governor Rick Perry blames gridlock on President Obama.
If ordinary citizens engage in a pitchfork rebellion over debt, deficit, broken entitlement programs, the last place to get the message will be Washington.
Some members of Congress canceled on that conference to stay in Washington for the budget battle. Kenyans in America have been checking in back home since the four-day attack on a shopping mall that killed at least 67 people.
Illinois State University students Habiba Alambo and Benjamin Wara checked with relatives in their native Nairobi at first word of gunshots fired in a mall there.
It's my sister, and she's doing good.
Mara says with such a distance between him and his family,
I keep praying for them, they keep praying for me, and as long as they're good, I'm good.
Alambo says her country is a strong nation that has dealt with terrorist attacks before.
They're still prosperous, so I mean, for the people who are trying to damage that, this wouldn't work.
Both students say they plan to return to Kenya after finishing school. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Syria's foreign minister says his government will fully cooperate with UN weapons inspectors looking into chemical weapons there, but that no peace plan to end the country's civil war can exclude President Bashar Assad. The UN Security Council approved a resolution on Syria last night. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
The investigative report is released in the fatal Yarnell Hill wildfire in Prescott. I'm Nicole Franks, KNST News. The report shows there were radio problems. It also shows 30 minutes where there were no communication with the men before they were killed. Here's a clip from a video played at the briefing today.
From this point on, Granite Mountain's motivation and path were unknown to all resources on the fire. And we will never know their exact route.
Before communication was lost with the 19 Granite Mountain hotshot crews, other crews believed they were in an already burned-out area. The report indicates there was no negligence or recklessness on the part of the firefighters and no policy violations. A fire destroys a home in the 1100 block of East Kentucky Street this morning. The Tucson Fire Department says a man smelled smoke while he was taking a shower and the back part of his home was on fire. Two small dogs on the property were also saved from that fire. Nearby homes were not damaged and the total estimated loss is $60,000. I'm Nicole Franks, KNST News.
Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And the Madman is on assignment, man. So, hey, I came out of retirement. Sitting in for the Madman is the one and only, the Fuego Daddy, Alan Zeman. A little older, I don't know if a little wiser, and I got a lot of help from my friends today. I have probably one of the best chefs in town, and then we also have one of the hottest restaurateurs in town here as well. So I'm going to introduce him first. Zeman here, along with the one and only Albert Hall from Acacia. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I got your back, Alan.
Hey, now, what is today?
What? No, this is how it starts. What day is it?
What day is it?
No. What day is it today?
It's National Beer Day.
That's right. And guess what we're doing, you guys?
We're drinking beer. Can we do that?
That's Beer Day.
That's one of the beauties of talk radio. Hey, this is one of the roughest traveling weeks I've ever had. You know, I travel around the country. I represent a company, Rationale. We sell the iPad of commercial cooking equipment, the self-cooking center. Well, in 6 days, I've been in six beds. I've been on the road. I've been in a different city. I've never done that before. Have you done that? I mean, I've been out of town for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but I slept in a different bed every day. And the best thing about traveling is coming home and sleeping in your own bed. That's what I'm going to do tonight.
And that's the truth.
Yeah. Well, hey, we've got some great stuff to talk to you about today. We have one of the really most unique, great restaurateurs in town, Inca's Peruvian Cuisine. Fatima Campos is here with us, and she's going to join us for the second part of the show. We have Iron Chef Tucson's going to be on with us in just a moment here to talk about, well, we're not going to tell you. We're going to let him tell you about it. We got Albert Hall here. We're going to talk about the Argentinian Heart and Soul event going on up at Hacienda del Sol. And we may have some live entertainment from one of the Rat Pack later on in the program. We may, because you never know. But, hey, let's go to the phones. We have, you know who this guy is, the Iron Chef Tucson, Ryan Clark. You're live on the air, on the menu live, I should say.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are we doing?
Not much. How you doing?
Very well, thanks.
Hey, before you say anything else, I want you to say, where low prices are our priority.
Oh, you've seen the commercial.
Yeah, he's doing commercials now.
And use both hands, too.
Hey, where was your hat? You didn't have your chef hat on in that commercial.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to wear the Hulk costume, but they wouldn't allow it.
The Hulk costume? What was that?
The Hulk. You don't remember the Hulk?
He had the Hulk!
He's going to Hulk out on us.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. You got to wait to be the Hulk till you get to be Albert and my age.
That's when
the Hulk thing works really easy. So, I asked Ryan to be on. You know, we're not going to talk about any of this Iron Chef stuff anymore. We're tired of it after how many years? 4 years? 3 years?
Well, I'm retired.
He took the title from you, Albert. You ought to be able to comment on that.
He didn't take the title from me.
He didn't?
No, he didn't.
Oh.
Well,
someone else
did. Did you, Ryan?
No, I don't know who took it from you.
Oh, you mean you already lost it?
I was able to gather it up at one point, though.
I can't remember that far back. I don't think Ryan was even born.
All right, well, anyway, let's move along. You've got something really exciting going on, I think. Iron Chef Tucson, boom, 3 years in a row. But now what are you going to do? You've been at the Lodge at the Desert there. You got low prices are our priority. And now tell everybody what you're doing.
Well, after a couple years of work and research and dedication, I've got a cookbook coming out.
Oh, really?
The beginning of November.
Cool. So what's it called?
It's called The Modern Southwest. Obviously focuses on some modern cooking techniques, bringing some of those home to the home cook, and, of course, the beautiful products we have here available in the Southwest.
Well, wow, that's going to be – now, how long have you been working on this? Like about 6 days, 6 weeks? How long does it take to put it?
It's been a couple years, but I tell you – I procrastinate a little bit, and the last 6 months has been pretty wild.
That's awesome. How did it start? When did you get that idea? And give everybody an idea of kind of the variety of things you have in there.
Sure. Well, I have a great mentor, Janet Taylor, who also has a cookbook, and she used Rio Nuevo Publishing. And I was in her cookbook, and I had so many recipes for her that they contacted me and said, hey, let's do our own cookbook together. So I got with Rio Nuevo, and we've been working on it for a couple years now, and it's finally coming out. We've got simple dishes like cocktails that take a few minutes, like our award-winning margaritas in there. Also have stuff that takes only 15 minutes, local chili and hot Mexican chocolate cocoa. And then you can take more time in the cookbook, two-hour moles or even chorizo-cured pork belly that takes up to a week to make.
Chorizo-cured pork belly? So now what do you mean? You got pork belly that's seasoned?
Yeah,
like
seasoned with all those good chorizo spices, like annatto seed and cayenne pepper and cumin.
Now, I remember seeing a braised ancho chili lamb shank in there. I don't know where that recipe came from.
Maybe from one of my other mentors, you know, the granddaddy, Alan Zeman himself.
The grandfather.
Well, right on. What would you say, you know, people are always going to ask you, I hate this question. What's the favorite thing of yours in the cookbook? But what I wanted to ask you is, what was the first recipe that you said, this has got to go in the cookbook?
Well, you know, being a modern cookbook, we wanted to do some stuff that people aren't doing at home. And this is the first thing I thought of, and it's also my favorite thing in the cookbook. It's our ice cream that we freeze with dry ice. So you see on TV, on the new cooking shows, they're using the liquid nitrogen. Mm-hmm. Well, not everybody can get that, but you can get dry ice down at the store. And what we do is crush it up, and we make a base, and our flavor is tres leches. So we're using three different types of milk, and we've got some sourdough bread in it, actually, to add that yeastiness. And then we freeze it. You can freeze it right at the table in front of your guests, so it's pretty cool.
So what do? You do kind of like bring it to a boil, or what you would call that a scald, wouldn't you, Albert?
Scald.
Or is it room temperature when you start?
You bring together the three different types of milk. A little bit of sugar to season it, toasted sourdough bread, you puree it all together, and you chill it. And then you put it into your KitchenAid mixer or standing mixer, and you turn it on medium speed, and you sift in the dry ice. See, now you don't have to buy the cookbook. I just gave it away.
Now you got to bring the mixer to the table?
You could.
You got
I'm
a cordless one or what?
To, you could freeze this ice cream right in front of your guests in your dining room.
Wow, but you got to make sure you don't have too much dry ice, right? Because if there's still dry ice, that'd be a bad deal.
Yeah, exactly. If you crush it really, really fine, it actually evaporates, and it'll the gases will come right out of it, so you won't have any in there.
You know, and then you don't need a freezer. You know,
you don't.
Now, how do you store the dry ice? How long does it last for you?
I like to eat it right away because it has like a little bit of carbonation from the gases, but so it's kind of cool. But you could put it into a deli container, a little a Ziploc bag, put it in the freezer overnight, and you could use it for up to a week.
Cool stuff. Cool stuff. Yeah. You got any questions for him there, Albert?
No, you know,
Chef wants to grill here.
Your publicist, I think it was your publicist, was kind enough to send me an advanced copy of your book, and I have to tell you, Ryan, I'm inspired. I'm inspired. It's a lovely book. It's beautiful. It's colorful. It reminds me of you, as a matter of fact. It's kind of unfettered and straightforward, and you take some chances in it that I think pay off quite nicely. And I wish you the best success with your book.
Well, I appreciate that a lot. Thanks very much, Chef.
Albert says he's going to go home and put together a little brochure tonight and publish it tomorrow.
There is one question that I wanted to ask. And is there a list of the people that you plagiarized in your book?
Yeah, there is.
Because you know how all great recipes were invented. They're stolen, no matter who the chef is. Hey, so give us the number. What's going on down at the lodge real quick? We just got a few seconds.
Yeah, happy hour from 4 to 6 tonight. All kinds of cool stuff going on, and we're getting into season. So we've got a new menu for the fall. You can make reservations at 320-2014. And then check out my Facebook page at Chef Ryan Clark. You can check it out, and we'll post when the book's coming out.
All right, smooth, Clark, the Iron Chef with a cookbook. And low prices are his priority. We'll be right back.
Take care.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
All right, we're back. It's not Matt. It's the Z-Man, Alan Zeman, the culinary artist formerly known as the Fuego Daddy. Matt Russell is up visiting his kid, first parents weekend, up at NAU, man. So I would imagine Matt is probably having a Pisco Sour in our honor right now, unless he knows it's National Beer Day.
He knows it's National Drink Beer Day.
And my compadre here is the one and only Chef Albert Hall. Hey, I got to tell you, Albert, last week was my birthday, okay? And I don't want to tell you how many, but I will say it was more than 50, okay? And I had a party of 10 up at the Valley Ho with Chef Chuck Wiley. Do you know Chef Wiley?
I sure do.
He did a tasting menu. We ended up with about eight or nine courses, wines. Oh, it was fabulous. I had 10 friends, and, you know, you start drinking the wine, you start telling the stories. But some of the ladies made big mistakes. At a wine dinner, you do not have two cosmopolitans before dinner.
it makes for interesting.
So there was definitely some stumbling to the rooms after the dinner. But just a fabulous place to go. If you ever get a chance up there in Scottsdale, go see Chef Chuck Wiley. And I like that, too, because he's older than me, you know. That's hard to find a talented, vibrant chef that can do something like that at, you know, and still running around. But anyway, speaking of talented, maybe not as young as they used to be chefs that are still running around, Albert Hall, what do you got going on?
Were you talking about me?
I was.
You know, I've got a young feller that has a lot of stamina that basically walks side by side. We walk side by side. When I stumble, he picks me up.
Kind of like the three-legged race.
His name is Brian Smith, and he is awesome.
Right on.
We've got all kinds of stuff going on at Acacia. It seems like it happens all at once. It was a long, hot summer.
Yeah, well, Albert and I, we judged the rib cook-off up in
Reno,
Nevada. Yeah, Sparks right outside of there. And that what a gas that always was. Matt Russell was there as well. Saw all the winners, and, you know, Famous Dave's won. A lot of grumbling about that,
well,
but hey.
You know, it's a double blind tasting.
Exactly.
And again, 2 years in a row, I picked the top three, and I believe Matt had two out of the top three.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, good for you. And that means they must have the best rib.
Well,
huh?
We only know them by numbers.
And now, you said a double blind. What are you talking about, Duck Dynasty here?
Well,
what are you talking about?
The double blind tasting is a panel, two separate panels that taste and eliminate, and then the ones that survive that panel go on to the next. And we don't know who these people are. It's a number.
They get a raffle ticket, basically, right. And then on Monday at Labor Day, after the competition's over, it's the last day of the event, they call that number off while all the rib cookers are standing on it.
It is the most incredible event, and I've been doing it for a couple of years. You've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, I've been doing it for like 14 years.
And you've seen it grow and grow and grow, and now I understand that they pushed over 500,000 people through that event over the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, it is. And Joey Chestnut, to win the rib-eating contest, almost pushed that many through. 13.7 pounds of rib meat. It's unbelievable.
In 8 minutes?
No, I think I forget what they get, 10 or 15 minutes. I'm pretty sure, but I don't know. You might be right. What I've heard is you have to do it. You have to eat it quick because after about 8 minutes, your stomach kind of catches up with your brain and tells you how full you are. But anyway, you did what? I remember you were talking about a Northwest special that you did up at Acacia, but what do you got going on now?
Oh, gosh. We've got a new menu kicking off. Our fall menu kicks off on Tuesday the 2nd.
Cool.
And we've changed our format a little bit. If you'd like a preview, you can go to our website. It's acaciatucson.com, and if you click on menus, you'll see that there's a preview of what's coming up, and I think you'll like it. It's some all new stuff, and probably some of Ryan Clark's recipes.
Oh, that'd be great! But hey, you've got a special coming up, right? In October. Do we have a little music here? Do I hear a little music there anywhere?
We've got all kinds of specials coming up in October, but I think the one that you're talking about is A Salute to the Rat Pack by none other than the incomparable Paul Elliott.
No! That's impossible. That
Paul
can't be.
Paul Elliott.
All right, let's go. We got him live. We couldn't get him in the studio because he's at a gig. And that really isn't him in the background.
He's on his break.
Is he gone? I'm looking for the one and only Paul Elliott.
Right on. You killed me, Elliott.
There he is. What are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Al, it's great to hear your voice. Really great to hear you back on the radio. Al, you're sitting in the studio?
Yeah, we're sitting in the studio talking to you, man. So, you're going to be there at Acacia on the 20th.
I'm at a wedding for Donald Owen and William Tucker here in beautiful Palm Springs.
What
California.
Is it, a double wedding or what?
Yeah, the shit that was on this menu. It's hysterical. Composition place, mini martini glass of vichyssoise, smoked salmon salad, roasted tomato tureen with avocado, main course, grilled hanger steak with black pepper sauce, spinach, and french fries. And then you can all either choose the white fish or the scallopini.
We don't want to know the menu.
Yes, we do. We're coming to the wedding. We'll be there in 2 hours.
It's a food show.
Well, hey, Paulie, it's great to hear from you. It's great to hear you're going to be back in Tucson for not one, but two shows.
One night
Acacia.
Only. Two shows.
Two shows at Acacia, which I'm thrilled about. I'm really thrilled about this. Al calls me and says, I was having a giant magnum of wine with Al Zeman one day. And said, you know how to get a hold of him? And I can't thank you enough, Al, because it's a beautiful thing.
You
are going to attend. You and Mickey will attend, yeah?
Well, yeah, I did. I made reservations for the late show because I said, Albert, maybe he'll make it for that one then.
Well, good. I need somebody to help me with my equipment.
I have to tell you that the ticket sales have been brisk, Paul, and there are going to be so many people there that I'm afraid I might have to get security for you.
Oh, perfect. That's just great. Excellent. Be like a night at the ballet.
You got it. Paulie, it's great to hear from you. We're looking forward to seeing you next week. We'll let you get back to that wedding. Did you pick out some special songs for that wedding?
No, all I have to do is press play and sing. That's pretty much it, yeah. Hey, you guys are the best. And would you please put some clothes on? I know it's radio, but please, will you? Come on.
All right, Paulie. Look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks, man.
Bye-bye.
The one and only Paul Elliott. Hey, don't go away. We're going to be right back on The Menu Live.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On The Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back on The Menu Live. It's the Z-Man along with Chef Albert Hall. And, we were going to actually go in and kind of chat about this event coming up at Hacienda del Sol, the Argentina Heart and Soul event. But hey, guys, you're going to have to go to the website, all right? They got busy. So Heart and Soul at Hacienda, check it out on their website. So that gives us the opportunity, as Albert said, when we have the beautiful ladies in the studio, we should give them extra time. And you know, we got three beautiful ladies in the studio, but they're only going to talk to one.
I just want to hear her talk.
All right. Now you're making her nervous. So let's welcome her. She's going to be with us for the rest of the show, folks. And you're going to want to stay tuned because we're going to be giving away a little gift certificate for Inca's Peruvian cuisine. We have the lovely Fatima Campos in the studio. Listen to the applause. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Alan. I'm so glad to be with you sharing this time.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you, Matt, for giving me the opportunity to be on your show. I know that I love it. He's a wonderful customer from Inca.
Well, he's a character. He's got a lot more energy than I do, but he's a wild one. And we're filling in. We're having fun without him. Now, I have to know, I have never had a pisco sour. Have you had a pisco sour?
I was hoping to get one today.
I was too. Let's start with that, because that Matt goes, the best pisco sours anywhere. And, you know, and then I was reading Yelp, I was reading some of the reviews, and everybody says that. And it's because of the ingredients, right?
Exactly. Not only the ingredients, it's also the quality of the pisco that we imported straight out from Peru.
And the pisco, it's like a brandy?
Pisco itself is liqueur from distilled grapes. So it's very unique. It has the same height level of alcohol as the tequila.
What that means.
It's versus tequila, you know, the tequila from agave, and pisco is from grapes. That's the main ingredient for the pisco sour.
Can you do shots of that?
Of course.
Yeah. I was in Las Vegas, and I just happened to be at the Hofbräuhaus the other night, okay? So I've got a great promotion for you. Have you ever been to the Hofbräuhaus in Las Vegas?
Of course.
Did you get spanked?
Uh-huh.
Ah! So if you haven't been to the Hofbräuhaus, you buy a shot, and then the beautiful Fräulein, usually with the pigtails and the big paddle, gives you a spanking. So one shot, one spank. Maybe you do that with the Pisco Sours. I volunteer Matt Russell to be the first one on
the
table.
Let's wait when he comes back, okay?
Very good.
So, yeah, Pisco is very unique. We are introducing the Pisco Sour in Incas. Because pisco, it has a special taste. The key for the pisco sour is to have the right ingredients. Number one, the pisco, it has to be from Peru. They produce the best pisco on the vineyards of Inca, on Inca Peru. So, and the other key is to make it a handshake. That's where you go to Incas, you're going to hear all this little icy shaking. So that's from the pisco. It's identified for our restaurant because of the pisco shaking sound.
So you would never stir a pisco sour.
You just shake it.
You know what that means. Richard Tyler would never drink one. It has to be stirred for him. He can't.
I see shaking. How cute is that?
Yes. So we shake that the pisco sour, and we make the best recommendation to combine the pisco with a very good ceviche. We serve the best ceviche in town.
That's what I understand.
Yeah, we win one of the... It was one of the 10 top dishes for 2012. So
wow. Ceviche best. Mixto, Albert. Mixto. Pay attention, Albert.
I'm not going back to work.
Quit staring at the guests. What are you doing?
I'm headed over there right after the show.
Right. Now, that ceviche mixto, what are all the different seafoods that you have in there?
We have a lot of different kinds of seafood, especially for the fall. You know, we introduce more selection in seafood because Peruvian food has a lot of variety of seafood for the richness seafood they get into, you know, in Peru.
And is it primarily lime to marinate the fish?
The main ingredient, exactly. It's a fresh lime juice, and we use a special pepper. It's called rocoto from Peru. That's the
Could you
main
say that again?
Rocoto.
Rocoto.
That was
rocoto.
Nice. Rocoto, Albert. Rocoto.
That's a special
His
pepper.
Eyes rolled back when you said that. Right on. Hey, we are talking to Fatima Campos of Inca's Peruvian Cuisine. She's going to be with us for the whole second half of the show, so you're going to want to stay tuned. We're going to talk about some of the new menu items you got going on.
Correct.
Where they're located. And then we're going to dream up a nice little trivia question to award the gift certificate. But back to Inca's. Let's start on the menu. First, tell everybody where you're at. We didn't even tell them where you're located.
We are on 6878 East Sunrise Drive, southwest corner of Sunrise and Colt. We are on the Ventana Village Shopping Center. We open from Sunday through Tuesday. We open 11 in the morning until 9. You can call for reservations at 299-1405. Or you can visit us at www.incascuisine.com. Also, you can like us on Facebook, Incas Cuisine Tucson. We have a lot of information on our daily specials, the lunch and happy hour, and all the new items in Incas.
Now, do you take reservations at Incas, or do you just invite people to come on down?
We invite people to come on. We recommend you very highly to make a reservation, especially on the weekends, because we always get very busy, and we don't want you to wait 45 minutes an hour for
dinner. Everybody likes to eat at 7 o'clock. Is that still the same in Tucson, that the only time you can eat dinner is 7 o'clock?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
All right, well, let's talk about the happy hour. Now, does that happen every day or just weekdays? How do you do that?
We decide to extend it 7 days a week. I'm sorry, 6 days a week, because we open from Sunday through.
Because you close on Monday?
We close on Monday.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to take a day of rest, right?
Correct.
Day of rest,
that's
go to the salon, you know, yeah. Happy days.
So we have the happy hour all week from 3 to 5. So you can enjoy the pisco sour. You buy one and get the second complimentary. Ceviche mixto is also on the happy hour, same as the lunch special. So it's
very
popular.
We used to call it a 2-for-1 back in the day, you know. Hey, and the pisco sour, do you drink it up or on the rocks or how? What's the proper way, or is it your choice?
Again, we shake the pisco, all the ingredients, with ice.
And then we strain, like a martini.
Mm-hmm.
Do you serve it in a martini glass?
We have a special design glasses for the pisco.
It's like a flute, isn't it?
Correct.
Oh, really? Well, mm-hmm. Got it. More like a champagne, like the sparkling. All right, well, hey, we're talking to Fatima Campos from Inca's Peruvian Cuisine. We're going to be back after the break here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about some of the menu items, and I want to talk to her about her ecological rotisserie, okay? I want to learn a little bit about that. So don't go away. Keep it tuned right here to On the Menu Live. We'll be back with more.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back. You are On the Menu Live without Matt Russell. He's in Flagstaff, or so he says. Who knows where he is? But we are here. It's Chef Alan Zeman along with Chef Albert Hall, and we have the lovely Fatima Campos from Inca's Peruvian Cuisine, and we are talking about Peruvian cuisine. We talked about libations, the pisco sour. Now we're going to have Fatima tell us. You know, first, before you start talking about the menu and some of the Peruvian cuisine, tell us a little bit about how you got into the restaurant business. Is it something from childhood? Is the food the love? Is service the love? Is it just the love of all the great dishes from your native country?
Good question. My main goal, when I went to Peru, my first trip back in 1995, my dream was to bring part of the little piece of Peru into somewhere in the world. In this case, the food. Because the food is so unique, it's an art. Peruvian cuisine is one of the 10 top cuisines in the world. And it's so unique, doing through the condiments that only find on the Andes, Peruvian Andes. So the richness of the condiments and spices are so unique. And when I went to Peru, I'm a good eater. I like to try everything. I just love the food, and I decide to do my own business. And, you know, my husband support me with the opportunity to bring, you know, the authenticity from Peru.
Now, is your husband play a role in the restaurant?
Not at all.
Good move.
It sounds like he's not even allowed in for happy hour, huh?
He support me in the beginning to open my restaurant, and then I'm alone. You know?
You out.
My
There's
son,
the door.
My son is helping me now. He's one of my best servers. So my son Luis and I'm trying to get Elena, my daughter, to help me around, but she's still young. And, you know, my family is also supporting me, helping me at the restaurant.
Well, good for you. Now, how long have you been open at that location?
It's a little bit over 4 years.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's great.
Yes. And, you know, thank to all my customers. Thank to all Tucson community. It's a big success. I'm very happy. And, you know, people just love it. It's so unique.
I need to hear about this new menu.
Beautiful. Okay. We have a lot of seafood in our new choices, for especially for dinner. We have a pescado a lo macho. It's an amazing dish. It's an authentic recipe from Peru, and that's the original name from Peru. It's a mahi mahi grill underneath. We sauteed all kind of seafood, but we mix everything with the three main sauces from Peru, which is the sauce from the rocoto, dry pepper that calls ají panca, and the main ingredient as well of ají amarillo, which is the Peruvian yellow pepper.
So is it real spicy, or it has just that the hint and the flavors?
We
and
play with the spices. We play with the strongest of the chili. So we can make it unspicy, and you just love it. We can go to the next level, mild, or we can do it over spicy. So it's just your choice. And Incas, we're trying to make every customer happy as the way they request it.
All right. Now, and you have, in addition to the seafood, there's a lot of different. I saw you had lamb on the menu.
Yes, we do.
Now, is lamb, is that a big deal in Peru?
Real good.
In the mountains, that's a great place to tend to your sheep.
Yeah, we serve llama. I wish we can serve llama, but impossible here. But yeah, we have a real good cabrito norteño. That's an authentic recipe from the north side of Peru.
Really?
Yes, and we serve the cabrito, which is the lamb chops. We serve with the Peruvian canary beans and a jasmine rice, and also a side of yuca root. So it makes a big combination.
Yeah, yummy. You're making them hungry over here.
I'm hungry myself right now.
I got to ask you about the pollo a la brasa.
Yes.
Is that how you say? Now, what is the ecological rotisserie?
When I opened my restaurant, my first priority, it was to bring the authenticity rotisserie oven, which is an ecological oven. That's a new technology that in Peru they develop, because Peru has a lot of chicken on every single corner.
Now, so how does it cook? Is it with fire or with gas, or
it
is it electric?
It has a little started with gas. But we use a vegetable charcoal. That's the main ingredient that the flavor goes into the chicken, making the chicken so healthy, because it passes in their own uses. We don't use any kind of butter or oils to make the chicken so shiny and moist, and it's just the oven itself.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, vegetable charcoal, I'm not familiar with that, but probably when you guys make mirepoix, she could come over and get some. Right?
You know, I'm presuming that they probably air dry it and somehow compress it into a solid fuel that burns.
No chemicals.
Well, like onions,
no,
what yucca, what kind of vegetables? I've never seen that.
It's just basically like a root or trees.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't have any kind of chemical. That's how they call vegetables.
Oh, that's awesome.
Charcoal. So it's not basically from a vegetable itself. That's the name, the category that it belongs to, this kind of charcoal, because it's so virgin. It's not chemicals involved.
And are they marinated or brined, or how do you prepare them?
The chicken.
Not the charcoal, the chicken.
Of course. We only use natural spices and condiments. We have a unique herb from Peru that it calls guacatay. Is very unique. That's the main ingredient that we use pretty much on every single dish we serve. And that's what it makes a big difference, because it plays different games on each individual.
Now, who plays games, the chef or the chicken?
Both.
Now, where did you find chef experience in the Peruvian cuisine? Or did you bring back and train somebody to do that?
I do. This is my third chef. My original chef, he's from Peru, And then he decided to open his own business a year later that I gave him the opportunity to do it because back in that time, I had another chef behind him from Peru. He graduated from the Gallia College in Peru.
Ah.
And now I'm very lucky because I find this lady. She's from Peru, and she's also graduated from a good college in Peru. And she has so much talent in the Peruvian culinary art. She developed her secret recipes from mom, plus an addition with the newest developing school.
I need to jump in here because I can't help myself. Why is it, and this is not food related, why is it that every woman I know from Peru is absolutely drop dead gorgeous? Why is that? And I'm going to tell you something.
That should be the trivia question, Albert.
Including my beautiful bride, Lila, who is native Peruvian, so Inca Indian.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She has Inca Indian in her. And it just has always blown me away. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah.
Okay, so rhetorical. Never mind. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, we are talking with Fatima Campos from Inca's Peruvian Cuisine. And Albert is, you know, I don't know, he's talking romance.
No,
here.
It's
Albert
about
Hall
the food.
From Acacia. And I'm Alan Zeman, but we're going to keep talking about this. And stay tuned, because in just a couple of minutes here, we're going to be giving, what are we giving away, by the way? Don't ask the question yet, okay? This is called, as Albert likes to call it, the tease. So what are we going to give away? You got a lunch, dinner? What kind of gift certificate are we giving away?
We're going to give a $50 gift certificate for whoever answered one of the most interesting questions.
But we're not going to tell them yet.
Not yet. But in the meantime, go to Inca's right now, and we offer you a pisco sour. Buy one and get the second complimentary. Also, you're going to receive in your table a complimentary Peruvian corn that it calls cancha. That's totally complimentary, so you can enjoy it. Also, we now, in Incas, we serve the finest and the newest Peruvian beer. It calls Franca.
Ooh, and it's National Beer Day.
Now, I have to tell you that there are a lot of potatoes in Peruvian cuisine.
Oh, yes.
And if you had, say, a hankering for papas and beer...
Hankering, is that Peruvian?
Today would be the day. Today would be the day.
About 1,200 kinds of potatoes.
Wow.
Yes. We serve in Incas the yellow Peruvian potato imported from Peru. We have papa rellena, causa rellena, papa la huancaina. So everything that is, it has papas, but in different presentations.
Now, I have to ask you about, what is it? Is it chicha morado? Or how do you say it?
Chicha morada.
Morada. And that's the purple corn drink.
That's
now, explain that one. I don't understand that one.
That is very healthy. It's basically a homemade beverage that we produce in Incas.
Is it like a horchata in Mexico?
No. It's like a juice, like a fruit juice.
Oh.
Okay. The purple corn, we import it from Peru. We broil the purple corn with a fresh pineapple, apples, and cinnamon for about 6 hours. So it's a lot of labor involved. But we produce the most delicious, authentic chicha morada at Incas. It helps with triglycerides, with high cholesterol, because it has a lot of antioxidants.
Maybe we go down there, Albert, and you buy a drink, and then I get one free, it sounds like, for happy hour.
And that's non-alcoholic.
And it's not alcoholic. Hmm. My own creation.
And it has to have some pineapple.
So you just have pisco.
Pisco? You put a little pisco in there?
Of course.
You put a shot of pisco
of
in
course.
The ceviche,
yeah.
Too?
I made so many creations and drinks myself. And I go to Incas, you know, meet with me, and I can introduce all the drinks and delicious, you know, new things at Incas.
Well, if you have to take that, it might be a reservation coming in. I don't know. We're talking to Fatima Campos from Inca's Peruvian Cuisine. Now, one more food question. Then we're going to give away the gift certificate, folks, so stay tuned. But seco de carne, is that like carne seca, or what's that?
That's the name of the dish. Again, I want to mention one more time that my entire menu is very authentic with the names. That's how you're going to see the titles of each individual dish. You're going to see it in Spanish. And then we produce the description of the dish in English because we're trying to keep the authenticity. Seco de carne is one of the most popular dishes in the Peruvian Andes area, because it has the main ingredient is the huacatay, which is the organic herb from Peru. It has the huacatay.
And what is the huacatay? How would you describe that?
It's a sauce.
Okay.
We just create the sauce and we serve the sirloin with a huacatay, so we create the sauce.
So is it marinated and grilled, or how is it actually cooked?
It's made in a casserole.
Ah.
It's made in a casserole. It's very authentic and very, very delicious, because we imported our condiments and spices, and we also use the best local products in town. We are certified by 1855, local distributor of Angus beef in Nebraska. So every time you go to Inca's, you're going to find the same quality on products.
Albert perked up. It looks like he's going to come and see you about sourcing ingredients.
I'm looking at the menu, and the food is absolutely beautiful.
What would you order, Chef?
I would have to stay there for a long time, because I would order all of this, actually. And I don't know if you knew this about me, but I'm a very good eater also.
We are the same.
Yes, we are. But the food
you
is beautiful.
You don't look the same, though, I got to tell you. Albert, Chef Albert does not have the hourglass figure, I have to tell you.
I used to.
You look more like the Bartlett pear, and I think I'm just the Fuji apple. I don't know.
Oh, you're starting to look like the prune, buddy.
Are five enough or seven too many? That's all I can say to that. All right, hey, we're having fun here. Alan Zeman along with Chef Albert Hall, and we are talking to the lovely Fatima Campos from Inca's Peruvian Cuisine, and I think that now is the time for you to ask the question. We're going to give away a gift certificate, $50 gift certificate. And you can use it for lunch or dinner or happy hour or pisco sours or whatever you want to do. Go ahead and lay it on them.
Okay. Who discovered Machu Picchu and what year?
What year? And this is what, Albert? This is one of the seven?
Oh, seven wonders of the world, yes.
And what are the other six? If anybody can name those, they're disqualified, okay?
Anthony's and the Catalinas.
Oh, yeah, I hear you got a new restaurant called Albertino's. No. Going on. All right, the number is 880-5678, 880-5678. Don't go away. We'll be back with more of On the Menu Live, and we'll be giving away that gift certificate. And good news, Fatima will be back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And here we go. We're back. Chef Zeman here with Chef Albert Hall and the lovely Fatima Campos from Inca's Peruvian Cuisine. That's fun to say, man. Hey, we've got the question on the table. We're giving away a gift certificate for $50 to Inca's. And Fatima, why don't you reel off that question one more time?
Who discovered Machu Picchu and what year?
Who discovered it and what year Richard Tyler was there? 880-5678, 880-5678. Let's go to the phones. Kathleen, you're on the menu live. How you doing?
Oh, good.
Hey,
good.
Have you been to Inca's?
Never.
Do you know anything about
it? Sounds good.
Have you been to Machu Picchu?
No.
Do you know anything about Peruvian cuisine?
No.
Now, did you Google this?
Yes.
Oh, you're disqualified then. You're going to have to, because you admitted that, you're going to have to come up with another wonder of the world. But go ahead. Who discovered it and when?
Well, it was 102 years ago, so in 1911.
Okay.
And it was by Mr. Bingham.
Well, Mr. Bingham, do we have a first name?
We need a first name.
Hiram.
Hiram! Yes.
Hiram Bingham.
Now, where was he from?
America.
Where in America?
What state?
I have no idea where he was born.
Right. See, we're going to make it tougher for you next time, but Kathleen, you know, you nailed it. I don't like it when the first caller wins, because then I don't get to flirt with all the ladies.
Yeah. Then you've got to come up and talk for a few more minutes.
That's right. Well, hey,
the food sounds really, really good.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. So what do you normally like? What's your favorite cuisine?
Well, you know, I'm fairly new to Arizona. I've only been here for a year, so I'm just getting to know the restaurants, and that's why I like listening to your program. So I listen every week just to hear the restaurants.
All right. Well,
and, you know, you are good salespeople.
You are lined up.
A lot of them.
You are lined up at Inca's, you know, and I mean, Albert's chomping on the bit, say, you know, you ought to probably come up and check out Acacia, especially if you like Sinatra.
It's on the way.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
All right, Kathleen, stay on the line. We're going to get all your information and get this gift certificate to you. Now, how many are you going to go for the Pisco Sour? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
Ah! Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely.
Kathleen's
a
drinker.
But I dropped everything. I've got like a half a dozen people coming over for dinner tonight.
Oh, really?
And
oh, well, Kathleen,
so I've
what's
been
the menu?
To your program while I've been working in the kitchen.
Really?
What's for dinner?
Uh-huh.
What's for
yeah.
dinner?
So having pork ribs that were out of the
pork, I hope.
You guys are all invited.
All right, well, we'll get our Pisco Sour and we'll be right over.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks.
Stay on the line, Kathleen. We'll get all your information. Thanks for playing. All right, well, hey, they nailed it, you know. See, next time we have to, we'll make the question, how many Pisco Sours did Hiram have after he discovered? What, Machu Picchu?
Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu.
One of the seven wonders in the world.
Hey, and we looked up the picture of that. Have you been there?
Of course.
Can you climb up in there and
of
everything
course.
Else?
Of course, at least once a year.
And is it, that's from the Incas, right?
Yes.
Is it, that's what it's from?
Yes.
Wow. Maybe you do a little miniature cake, Machu Picchu, for a dessert at the
we
restaurant.
We have a beautiful drink that it calls Machu Picchu at Incas.
Is that right?
Yes.
What
we,
happens?
It's the main ingredient, again, is the Pisco Sour, but we make this drink so interesting. It's basically like sunrise,
uh-huh.
but we add the mint on top of the glass mixed with the Pisco, and that's incredible, but the Pisco and the mint, it holds only on the bottom. So you start it from the bottom of the glass, and you end it in a Machu Picchu peak.
Sounds because like a Machu Picchu.
That's when you're going to touch the
Pisco.
Pisco
mojito almost is what it sounds like.
What is the altitude at Machu Picchu? Do you know offhand?
14,000.
14,000. Now,
it's very high.
Alan, could you imagine trying to breathe at 14,000 feet?
They give you a very good mate de coca. So to stabilize the altitude.
I'm sorry, back up for a second.
I beg your pardon?
What is it? What do they give you? What do they give you?
Mate de coca. That's a tea from the coca leaf.
Oh, okay. I still love one, but it sounded a lot better before I knew
I'm all over that.
Well, hey, we didn't talk about desserts at Incas. What do you guys do for dessert?
Very proud to introduce the helado de lucma. That's an imported ice cream from Peru.
Oh, wow.
It's from the brand Danofia, which is the topest brand in Peru for the helado de lucma. Lucuma itself is a subtropical fruit that it grows in the Amazonas. So we imported the ice cream. We have a great vendor in L.A.
A vendor? You got to.
I want to go to the Amazonas.
Yeah, imported products. So,
excellent.
Yeah, we get it straight out from Peru.
And what is the flavor? Yeah, I know you described it, but.
Very difficult to describe.
Really?
Does it have
Alan.
Coca leaves in it?
No.
Okay, sorry.
We can add. Because I'm imported also from Peru, that the coca tea, the little bags.
Mm-hmm.
You've got it?
Uh-huh. It's legal. It's just a tea.
Okay.
Oh, well, I pretty
so,
much,
well,
I just got back from Colorado. Pretty much everything's legal now, okay?
No, but.
Can you smoke it?
No.
It's tea.
You just had it in the rocks, which is a cold glass of tea, or you can have it, you know, hot. It's just. Your preference.
All right. You're listening to Fatima Campos from Inca's Peruvian Cuisine. Hey, we still got a few minutes with Fatima. We're going to talk about some other menu items. I think you should also tell them again, what's the phone number down there? How do they get in touch with you?
6878 East Sunrise Drive, southwest corner of Sunrise and Cove. We are in the Catalina Full Hills area. Beautiful area, Ventana Village. You can visit us at www.incascuisine.com. You can call at 299-1405. We also have a live entertainment music every Saturday. We
oh,
will start
is that
it
Peruvian?
From the Andes, Musica Andina.
Is that like a pan flute guy?
Yes.
Oh, oh. Zamfir. Remember
yes.
him?
Yes. I also
that
have...
sounds like Yanni, is it?
I also have this lady. She's a student from the university, and she's from Peru, and she performed the Spanish guitar. Very beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, is it just musical, or is it also vocals on the Peruvian
musical.
Yeah.
The third Saturday of every month, it calls Peña Peruana. It's vocals and musical, and it's a big, big atmosphere. We're trying to expose the food, the drinks, and also a little bit of the culture.
Excellent. And what time do they play?
6:30.
At 6:30
until close. Uh-huh. It all depends. If you go and you are super happy, having good time with the Piscos, we extend the hours.
Then you keep swinging,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
I can't believe we haven't been there.
But you can't. I know. Me neither. We got to get up there.
But this is the time.
But you can't go past 2 a.m., okay? That's when you've got to kind of cut it off.
Exactly.
No.
We serve alcohol until midnight. That's it.
Cool. And then you wrap it up. Well, good deal. Well, hey, tell us. We just got a minute or two left. What has been either kind of your most unusual, exciting experience since you've owned the restaurant? Like, see, for me, I had the whole Food for 1,000 People start on fire. That's why I called my restaurant Fuego. But what's something that you really remember that's happened? Good, bad, ugly, indifferent.
Actually, my biggest experience being an Incas, being an owner of a restaurant, my biggest experience is be happy. I love being in touch with people. I love to see happy faces when we produce a unique and extraordinary dish that I can put in your table, and I can see the happiness in your eyes and how people is grateful and say thank you for, had a good experience in the culinary art from Peru right here in Tucson. It makes me so happy every single day of my life.
It's like a roller coaster, isn't it, Albert? Well, when it's going good, it's wee.
But I think that's great. But have you had a nervous breakdown yet? Now we've all been restaurant owners, right?
You know what, Anna? I'm a very strong woman, and nothing fails me down. You know, if it's something is like, when you are in the rush time, that is always like you want to serve everything at the same time, and it's impossible because you don't have 1,000 hands working in the kitchen. That's when I feel a little bit frustrated, but I just drink my cup of chicha morada.
I think it's a pisco sour myself.
I know why she's happy.
And I relax myself by the end of the night when I clock out, when I'm out of my clock. I enjoy a pisco sour or that very good Peruvian beer, and then all the worries, all the stressful from the day goes out, and I refresh my mind for the next day.
All right. Fatima, it's been tremendous having you here. Get down, check out Inca's Peruvian Cuisine. Get over there, see Paul Elia on October 20th, or get over there anytime and see Albert Hall at Acacia. Albert, any parting words of wisdom?
I'm going to Inca's.
Yeah, for a pisco sour. Yep. And tune in again next week. The Madman will be back, the one and only Matt Russell, next week. We'll be on the menu live.